very much. I'm not a technician like you all, because you know all the bits. I don't know it so much. But if you have some questions, I'm available to answer. Please.
Is it
St. Petro? Everybody St. Petro to me.
Can you give us some more clues about what is going to come into the new operating system, the 3.5? Some like
Yeah, so I think one of the important things is I would like to stick to the 3.1 kickstart zone. This will be the same as now. And we will have a CD version with the manuals integrated on a CD, and we have a disk version as well. We're trying to integrate Netscape. I hope I haven't said too much. Of course, some drivers, which we are missing, will be there. And some other things I have to be very careful because this is my colleague thinks. And I recommend you should send him an email for those who would like to write him an email. I can give his email. It's Jeff Shin. I will spell it to you. Jeff Shin is his name. It's Shin Jeff, sorry. SCHINJEF at gateway.com. And he promised me to answer because I got a lot of complaints that he never answered. But I pushed it. So if he gives you no answer, then let me know. Okay? On the operating system. So I hope I will also not say too much secrets because I'm famous for this. There's working Phase 5 on it, there's working Hagen & Partner on it as a team, as a project. There's Olaf Bartel working on this. There's Fleecy Moss working on this. And there are other people who are under contract, so not only the five people which are now in our R&D department. What Jeff Schindler is doing, he tried to put together what is already existing, because there's a lot of things existing, and I always told the people, our group, that they should collect what is already available, right? They should not start it from crap. Any further question? So we're using also your inputs. I get every day more than 100 emails. Sometimes I'm really sitting night and answer the emails because I'm reading all my emails. And everybody will get a response. Sometimes very short. And if not immediately, then it's a difficult question because I've always postponed these answers. But normally I'm answering. Yes? Yes. Yes. As I told already in my speech, so what I would like to do is I will give the Amiga A1200 for user members for a special period for a very, very attractive price. So those people who are using at the moment the A500 in user groups only, they can change this into an A1200. I think this will be a good idea before we coming out with something new, and I think you are so kind you can organize this in the holidays. I cannot tell you now the price, right? Because there's some dealers that will kill me. But this is only for user groups, not for the public. If you're a member of a Finnish user group, you can get this prize. Yes?
What's going on with the developer support?
Yeah, this is a very important point. I also talked with my colleagues because we have to do something for the developers. So what they promised me to bring out, and they will launch this in London. They promised me this as well. A low-end kit for developers who are programming and a high-end kit. So the low-end kit will be very reasonable so that you have not to spend too much money, and the high-end will be also in a good range. But we have to do something, and they are working on this as well. Because without developers, without developing on software, we have also no future, right? And then what I should do with my song? Okay. Yes?
Well, I heard you are developing other companies and have other companies.
No, I have to correct this. So the developing is in our hands. What we are doing is, what I have done to keep Amiga ongoing is a licensed technology. But developments, I have done a license agreement, for example, with Phase 5, with DCE, with Micronic, with Index, with QuickPack, right? So, but this should be on the roof of the Amiga OS. No verification is allowed, so that it's not popping out in different directions. So it should be streamlined in one direction under the roof of our operating system. Boards are different, fine. Everybody has a choice. We're not a monopoly. I know some people who have a monopoly. We're very liberal and open. Is this the answer to your question, or?
Yes, and I would like to continue.
I think you're all profs anyway, better than me. But I think it's not a secret that our video chips, our custom chips, are a little bit dusty, right? So we have to make some brush ups, and there I think could be available also nice video chips. So let's see what happens. Okay? Don't put me in the corner. I get to blame them for Gateway. So, some more questions? Yes, please.
Yes, you said that Phase 5 and the Hagen partner are working on the OS. Will there be some common standard for the PTC cards?
Of course, it should be integrated. But we are not porting in the first step our OS into the PowerPC. This is too expensive and too time consuming.
But the, you know, the power up warp up situation.
Yeah,
there will be some common standard for that.
I understand, but you know, it should be prepared for this. But what we would like to avoid is that, for example, Phase 5 is putting in his company philosophy in our operating system, and Hagen Partners putting in his company philosophy. So Jeff Schindler's work is like a police guy, right? He has to watch that we have a neutral operating system, which cover, of course, all the features which are necessary for the future, right? So you have had a question for this?
At summer 95, you had the operations of system 3.2 nearly completed. What happened to it?
Sorry, say that again, please.
At summer 95, the operating system 3.2 nearly completed with the Project Walker. What happened to that?
No, this was not nearly completed. Not nearly completed. No. The Walker I have, really, I have. I saved the Walker models. I have two Walker models. I think one I will make an auction one time. For a good reason, for some kids or something, whatever. There is only a O30 processor, that's all. There's no new operating system. This is based on 3.1. I know this. Okay. So, some more questions? So, yeah, okay.
What happens to those two older prototypes?
He's in my office.
They have 3.2 or wrong, I promise you.
Yeah, but not real one. This was not upgrade.
Okay.
There was more social.
Okay. Are you going to be making new hardware or are you doing the license itself?
Yeah, so the idea is that we would like to develop on our technology new products. The design, to design this. And then what we would like to do is to license this design, what we developed, to potential companies. So don't name me, I'm only saying potential company, for example, Philips, or Sony, or Sega, or whatever, right? Or IBM, or Gateway, right? So, and they can then take the production part, right? And the distribution part. And then, of course, we, Amiga International Inc., would like to participate. We also would like to sell those products because we are sales and marketing, right? So they can sell it under, I don't know, under which name? Of course, with our Boeing. And we can sell it under Amiga. This is the idea. Okay? So that we have own products. Yes. Mind you, we cannot live without own products, I don't think so. This will work for a long time.
There's one question. When with this new technologies?
Yeah, I think such a process will be 1 to 2 years. And I can really assure you, because I've seen this by myself, and I'm a very straight and honest guy. I saw the marketing plan, and I saw with my own eyes, and with my glasses here, the roadmap. And I'm really excited about this. But enough.
Okay.
Okay? So I don't know, maybe we can hear our hymn again. So thank you very much and Kitos Nakaminim.
对呀。